This is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
You can suck this.
Halloween spooks behind the tree.
I am William Castle, the director of the motion picture you're about to see. I feel obligated to warn you that some of the sensations, some of the physical reactions, which the actors on the screen will feel, will also be experienced for the first time in motion picture history by certain members of this audience. I say certain members because, well, some people are more sensitive to these mysterious electronic impulses than others. These unfortunate, sensitive people will at times feel a strange, tingling sensation. Others will feel it less strongly. But don't be alarmed. You can protect yourself. At any time you are conscious of a tingling sensation, you may obtain immediate relief by screaming. Don't be embarrassed about opening your mouth and letting rip with all you've got, because the person in the seat right next to you will probably be screaming too. And remember this, a scream at the right time may save your life.
You're a goddamn genius!
Cut the jibber-jabber.
Get ready for some hot fun. Wednesday, October 18th, the Don and Mike Reno-style show returns to Hooters of Rockville, 1471 Rockville Pike. Hot fun. Come enjoy the scenery as you feast your eyes on the tempting, youthful, voluptuous figures of the entire Don and Mike crew. Delicious Don, mouth-watering Mike, bodacious Buzz, red-hot Rob, and John and Joe, your joy boys. The fun starts at 8 p.m., so come out and revel in their sexiness. Oh, yeah, and the Hooters girls are pretty, too. Don and Mike at Hooters of Rockville.
We'll see you there, baby.
Buzz Burbank is certified clean. Medical documentation on file. Thank you.
This town needs an enema.
Welcome to the Don and Mike Show.
I hope you're rotten hell, you loser!
Starring Don
Geronimo! You suck! You don't deserve a car!
Mike O'Mara!
That's what I love about these high school girls, man. I get older, they stay the same age.
Hey, don't take those, man.
America's favorite junkie.
I'm so wasted.
Buzz Burbank.
Yee-haw! Welcome to the Don and Mike Show.
Is that it?
Yeah, that is
yet another one from, I have to say he's the Mozart of that contest, Paranoid.
Oh, Paranoid.
Paranoid.
Yeah. Paranoid has produced a lot of decent ones for us.
Thank you, Paranoid. And now, sing our names.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right.
Hello.
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 Oh, look out.
Woo, look out, look out.
Look out.
Ain't got no trouble.
One angry woman right
no
here.
Foolish dream to make me cry.
Oh, no, not Kiki D. No, this lady.
Wow.
Beeswax. I hate you. I hate your big fat boss head ass.
Right. Ooh, you can now suck this.
Okay, yeah. Hello,
Kiki D.
Oh, hi there.
Hi there. She's got the music in her.
Why'd she do that?
Okay. Hi, Dynamite.
Hi there. Whoa! Look out! Look out! Blah, 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 blah. Oh, here's the Kiki D cup.
Yeah, D cup.
Yeah. Thank you, Jackie Jokeman.
Hello!
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe in you.
And you can't tell by the smell. This is the Don and Mike Show, and it's a new episode, everybody, on this Monday.
Monday!
1002. Hot 6. Oh, dang it, Rocktober 2nd.
Hey, it's Rocktober, baby.
2006. You want to call us? All right, I dare you.
Yeah.
From anywhere in America, we got one number, 877-365-3636. Works from Canada, too. If you want to hear us on your computer, go to our website, donandmikewebsite.com, and just click on Listen Live. If you want to send us fan mail, send fan mail, but know that today the fan mail is not being answered by our normal webmaster.
No. He's being blasted.
Huh? Right, no. Travis Bickle is back in the other room.
Hello, Travis.
Hey, Travis.
Hi.
Hello. You, of course, know Travis as well.
Hi, this is Michael Hughes.
There he is.
That's Travis. Hi, Travis.
Hello there.
So
same.
He's back there, and he's running the web thing today.
Yeah, get it right.
And if you want to email us some fan mail during the show, send it to DonandMikeWebsite.com. And we have downloads available on our website. And also, if you go to iTunes, you can find the show there at Don Ampersand Mike. The main thing you need to know is our phone number, 877-365-3636. So, this song just kicks a little ass.
That is a great song. You haven't played that in a very long time. I don't even remember what she looked like. She wasn't that great looking, right?
Nah.
She was kind of like androgynous, wasn't she?
She kind of looked like Martina Navratilova, like a prettier, if possible.
And a very dark-haired Martina Navratilova,
pretty
right?
Good one. She had that other song with Elton John, too, Don't Go Breaking My Heart.
Didn't she have jet black hair?
I don't think so. I think she was a blonde or a brunette.
Really? Brown?
She was brown?
Kiki D. I like to say Kiki D like I like to see Jerry Lee. Kiki D, Jerry Lee.
You'd like to say that the way I like to say Jerry.
Jerry.
And right there is where you wanted. You could dump out of it and go to something else.
Yeah. If it comes back, doesn't it?
Yeah, oh yeah. No, it does. She won't go away.
It's got the background singers and everything.
She's like fungi. Definitely not gay, but we were talking about music last week on the show.
Oh, there she is.
This doesn't fall into the category of gay. But she's got red hair now, at least. Buzz found her picture on the web. That's hot.
Well, that's not the way she looks now, is it?
I think that's a current picture.
Not necessarily. I'll check the date on it.
Oh, you think so? I thought she had like that...
She looked like Lois Leachman now, didn't she?
No, I thought she had like that retro glam thing, you know. Hey, they paint up...
She's old.
They paint up Cyndi Lauper now, and I saw...
She's older than you and me.
I saw Annie Lennox all painted up.
Right.
Annie Lennox is probably maybe a little younger than we are.
I don't think so.
That's kind of her current look, I think.
We're getting there.
We all get older.
Kiki D! That's more time than she's gotten on a radio show discussion in about 15 years.
Jerry!
I can't think about... Kiki D, I can't think about it without clouding up.
Hello there,
Kiki D.
Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
It's my birthday. I want my birthday spanking.
Oh, you little pump.
Oh, listen to this.
You little pump.
Wow.
You little pump.
It's Jennifer Tilly on the line.
Here we go.
What are you? Are you wearing sensible slacks, a skirt? What are you? A robe? What are you wearing right now, darling?
Jeans and a t-shirt.
Really? Is it a tight t-shirt?
They're tight jeans too. Really?
Let's get you out of those jeans right away.
Yeah, we need to slip you out of those jeans in order to spank you properly.
I'm taking them off as we speak.
Now,
what brand are they, darling?
Lucky.
Yes, we are.
Would thou be commando, or would thou have a nice pair of panties?
I have the thongs.
A thong.
The thong.
That'll do. Mm. John, Don, do you require the thong to be removed also?
Yeah, and I dare you. Smell it. Thongs look
wow,
nice.
Wow, happy Monday, everybody.
Thongs look nice, but no one wants to think about where they live. You know what I mean?
Oh, some of us do.
Not no one.
No, the business part of where they, where the bad business is done.
Sure.
The shady part of town.
She's clean and she's decent.
Yeah, whip that off and give that a little sniffy sniff.
Okay. Mmm, tasty.
Oh, dear. Oh, my.
I thought so.
Tasty.
How old would you be today?
Oh, Mike, must you ask?
26. Sorry.
Have to ask, you know. I mean, it's a birthday spanking.
Right.
And, you know, God knows she gave us an answer that would make us Congressman Foley. We'd be in very big trouble then, you know, after asking her to take her jeans off.
Speaking of, you know, right after we get done making this girl's bottom red.
Yes.
Before we even get to the weekend stuff and everything else, you and I definitely have to have a playlist today.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Because, and now it says, discretion strongly advised.
Yes.
Foley's IM exchange with the underage page.
Okay.
And I mean, no pun intended, we have about 8 pages of instant messaging.
Wow. It will fascinate.
Think about the role you'd like to play. I'm comfortable in either role.
Okay.
Would you like to be the innocent,
well, I'm Irish.
Would you like to be the innocent page?
I think I'd like to be the congressman, since his name is Foley, because I could use a very lovely Irish accent.
Well, I'll be the little boy then.
That's disturbing already. Can't wait to do it.
Yeah. Oh, God, and there's a lot of it, too.
It's quite a story.
Yes. Hello. So, anyway, hey, what's your name? Any idea? Did we ask that?
Jamie.
So, Jamie.
J-A-I-M-E?
J-A-Y-M-I-E.
Oh.
For those
Rob's
guys.
Rob's not approving
of
that. That's Rob's first dirty lick of the show.
For those guys who are reaching for the drawer right now, celebrity you most resemble, please. Please.
I don't know her name, but the lady who was on Deep Blue, the scientist lady.
Deep Blue?
What is Deep Blue?
Is that a porno channel? No. Actually, the movie about the sharks with Samuel L. Jackson, they were like in a...
No, I've seen that. That's where the sharks actually break through and start eating people.
Indeed.
It's Deep Blue Sea, I think is the name. But which chick in that?
The scientist chick.
That was a hottie.
She was Deep Blue Sea.
No, not that type C, Rob. Oh.
You effing C word.
Different C. All right, dear. Well, let me see. 26 and the pants are off and you look like a girl from a movie with Sam Jackson where he gets eaten by a shark. Sure, what the hell. Bend over.
I'm bending.
And why don't you present yourself to us, please?
I'm ready.
Oh, yes, she is.
Present.
Yes, she is. Haunches.
Present. Now, let's see.
What are you going to be? What is your weapon of choice today? Are you going to be using
your
hand?
You know what I'd like, Rob, if you would grab it for me from the tool shed, being it's not a banned word anymore? Yeah. I would like to use a hammer.
Oh, very good.
Oh,
is that officially gone now?
Interesting choice.
Have we completely put that to rest?
I believe, I don't know if I made that decision without everybody, but I thought one day he just pissed me off and I just forget it.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah,
I'm glad that's dead.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Me too.
You would have hung on to that forever.
Are you ready, darling?
I am.
I'll give you half of them with my big hammer. Here we go. 1, 2,
oh.
3,
oh.
4,
oh.
5,
oh.
6, 7,
oh.
8,
oh, yeah.
9,
oh.
10, oh. 11,
oh.
12, Jesus.
Yeah.
12, 13. Oh, I took too many. I hit bone.
All right, are you ready for the last 13?
Yes, I am.
Here we go. I'm going to use my bare hand.
You always do.
14. Oh, yeah. 15.
Oh.
16. 17.
Oh.
18.
Oh.
19.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
not being like
20.
Not like a Stanley tool, is it?
21. 22. 23.
Yeah.
24.
Oh, hard.
25.
Yeah.
26.
Oh.
It's just some pinches to grow some inches.
Oh, ow.
Yeah.
How was that for you, Jamie?
Oh, it was good. How was it for you?
Fantastic.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, clean up on aisle two.
Wow.
All right, darling.
Have a happy birthday.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
See you. Bye-bye.
Now,
bye-bye.
Man, haven't done that in a long time, and that was a good one.
There she is. What a
I bet
nice
she looks just like Kiki D.
What a nice way to start the show. And, yeah, even, Mike, before, like, the weekend stuff and everything
yes.
else,
yeah.
really, we got to get to this. Here's your copy.
All right.
Now, remember, reader discretion is advised.
Right.
Foley, now.
Is he the M-A-F?
Right.
Yes, that's correct.
I was shocked by this when I saw the headlines because we've had Mick Foley on this show for the last 7 or 8, 9 years.
But this is not Mick Foley.
Yeah,
wrestler,
thank you, Buzz.
Certainly.
Thank you, Buzz. No, it's the guy. Buzz brought this up on the news on Friday when the story broke that there's this dude, this, what is he, a senator, a congressman
from Florida.
Congressman. And in case you don't know this guy,
Dave Foley.
In case you don't know this guy, he kind of made a name for himself with the internet predator laws and stood up and said that he was against that and he was for kids. Turns out the whole time he's been trolling for boys for pages through the internet, congressional pages.
Right.
And I guess everybody knows about it.
Yes.
Everybody
the
that
word
works
is out.
That works up there knows about it.
Right.
And has now, for a while.
And now it's out.
Well, apparently they reported it, what, 6 months ago?
A year ago. And also, actually, one page says he was warned 5 years ago.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So let's see. I'm not really sure what music we can use with this. We do have... We do have that from the many times that we've put on playlists before.
What is... Okay.
Or we can go with... You know,
no, I like this. This is good.
Or we can go with some of our porno music.
I like this better.
You may want to switch midstream, so to speak.
All right, so I am MAF54.
That's you, or is that the congressman?
That's the congressman.
That's me.
Oh, I thought I was going to be the congressman.
Okay, I'm sorry, Mike. So you sign on now as the congressman.
Okay. Hey.
Scrounging for food.
Okay.
BRB. That means be right back.
Oh.
Be right back.
Okay. Keep scrounging.
Boo.
Boo, dude.
Laugh out loud.
It's you.
Where'd you go this afternoon?
I'm in Pensacola. Had to catch a plane.
Oh, well. That's fun.
Indeed.
What are you doing in Pensacola?
Now in my hotel room.
Well, like... Why did you go there?
For the campaign.
Have you officially announced yet?
Not yet.
Should stop by saying that. Yeah. How old is the page? So we said this thing.
16.
16, and right. This is they're IMing each other.
52.
Okay.
He's
with his laptop, really laptop.
Uh-huh.
IMing this kid.
Right.
Okay. Here we go. Back to. Have you? Okay. Have you officially announced yet?
Not yet.
Cool. Cool.
How's my favorite young stud doing?
Tired and sore. I didn't know waltzing. Spelled waltzing. Or spelled no-N-O. I didn't know. I didn't know waltzing could make you sore.
From what?
What do you mean from what? From waltzing. I'm sore from waltzing.
That's good. You need a massage?
And then he signs off at 7:39, the congressman does, and he signs back on at 7:40. So he signs off for exactly 1 minute. 1 minute and he's back online. Did you get kicked off?
Must have.
Tomorrow I have first day of lacrosse practice.
Love to watch that. Those great legs running.
Ha ha.
They aren't great. That's why we have conditioning. 2 days running, 3 days lifting.
Oh.
Every week. Until the end of March.
Well, don't ruin my mental picture.
Oh, laugh out loud. Sorry.
Nice. You'll be way hot then.
Ha ha. Hopefully.
Better be. Well, I better let you go do your thing.
Okay, okay. Have fun campaigning. Or however you spell it. Laugh out loud. I'll see you in a couple of weeks.
I don't know if we can say that part.
I think you can say handy.
Did any girls give you a handy this weekend?
Laugh out loud. No. I'm single right now. My last girlfriend and I broke up a few weeks ago.
Are you? Good. So you're getting horny.
Laugh out loud. A bit.
Did you spank this weekend? Yourself?
No. I've been too tired and too busy.
Wow! I'm never too busy! Ha ha!
Ha ha!
Or tired. It helps me sleep.
That's true.
Oh.
Haven't been having a problem with sleep, though. I just walk in the door and collapse. Well, at least this week.
I am sure. God.
I don't do it very normally. I don't do it very often normally, though.
Why not? At your age, seems like it would be daily.
Not me. I'm not a horn dog. Maybe two or three times a week.
Ah, that's a good number. In the shower.
Actually, I don't do it in the shower. Just because I'd shower in the morning. And quickly.
In the bed?
I get up at 5:30 and I'm out of the house by 6:10.
On your back?
No. Face down.
Love details.
Laugh out loud. I see that. Laugh out loud.
Really? Do you really do it face down?
Yeah.
Kneeling?
Well, I don't use my hand. I use the bed itself.
Oh, dear.
Why don't you just say leave?
Where do you leave it?
Towel.
Really? Completely naked?
Well.
Very nice.
Yeah. Laugh out loud.
Cute butt. Bouncing in the air.
Ha ha. Well, I've never watched myself, but yeah, I guess.
I am sure not. Mm. Oh, great visual. I may try that.
It works.
Hmm. Sound interesting. I always use lotion. But who knows?
I don't use lotion. Takes too much time to clean up. With a towel you just...
Oh, dear.
With a towel
oh,
you
dear.
Just wipe. And go.
LOL. Laugh out loud. Where do you throw a towel?
But you can't work it too hard, or it's not good.
Oh, dear.
In the laundry.
Just kind of slow. You know? Rubbing? Yeah. Rubbing?
Yeah. Or you'll rub yourself raw.
Well... I can't say that now, can I?
No, you can say, well,
I'm talking about the congressman's condition right now.
Then he says he is totally
right
into it. Let me see. And then the boy says...
It seems the congressman's having trouble typing now.
Then the boy says, maybe you are that way because the towel isn't very soft.
I bet that tat would hurt.
But you can find something softer than a towel, I guess.
But it must feel great. Wow.
Going.
On towel.
Yeah.
Or growing.
Growing.
Hmm. So you got one now?
Not that fast. Hey, so do you have a fetish?
Hey, what?
Fetish.
Like, I like steam room. What's yours?
It's kind of weird. Laugh out loud.
Well, I am at that stage. Tell me when yours reaches that stage. I have a cast fetish. Well, tell me. Cast.
You like plaster cast?
Okay, so what happens? How does that turn you in?
I don't
know. He's out of his mind.
It just does. I've never had one, but people that have them turn me on. And if I had one, it would probably turn me on. Beats me. It's kind of weird. But along with that, I like the whole Catholic girl look. That's our school's uniform.
Ha 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 ha. That's wild.
Yeah. Now I'm ready.
Me too. Cass got you going? What are you wearing?
Normal clothes. T-shirt and shorts.
I'm so big.
Yeah.
Love to slip them off of you.
Uh-huh.
And and grab the snake.
Yeah.
You know, grab.
You guys are doing a heck of a job like, dancing
we're
around.
We're doing a pretty, I don't know.
We're editing this so thoroughly because it just can't be read. And they're probably deleting us, too.
But we are doing the best we can
to
dance around this material.
An amazing job.
It's a great dance.
God, what a perv.
Grab.
The snake.
Grab.
Not tonight.
Well, you're...
Don't get too excited.
And a little horny.
That is true.
Get a ruler. Measure it.
I've already told you that.
Tell me again.
7 1/2.
And then, seriously, we have to point this out.
The number...
and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. 13 M's. Beautiful.
Laugh out loud.
That's a great size.
That's all he's talking about is his...
That's is his condition.
Congressman.
And how about
holy.
Kids come back?
Oh.
Thank you.
Oh, dear.
The polite.
Still in that condition?
Yeah.
Take it. Out.
Be right back. My mom is yelling.
Okay.
Congressman says okay.
I'm back.
Cool. Hope she didn't see anything.
No, no. She is computer dumb, though. It makes me so mad.
Good. Ha ha. Why?
Because she can't do anything.
Oh, well. Boring.
She couldn't figure out how to download a file from an email and open it.
Ha ha.
And she only does it like a million times a day. Oh, well, whatever. I better go finish my homework. I just found out from a friend I have to finish reading and notating a book for AP English.
I'm out of here.
And then the congressman signs off at 8:17.
You know, in the middle of that, we had to edit that so thoroughly.
Yeah. Because that congressman was nasty.
God damn.
Nasty, nasty, nasty.
God diddly am it.
Well, you know, it was totally in the first reports of this, I had no idea it was that. You know, the only thing you heard about was the shorts.
Right.
And you didn't hear any of the...
So much more.
Oh, my God.
Lotions and yardsticks.
Jeez Louise.
The kid just keeps writing laugh out loud a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That's his answer to... An awful lot. Well,
meanwhile, the congressman has a very pointed agenda.
Yes.
The congressman says a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, wild.
He stays on point.
Mm.
And he gets
party.
Right to it. Gets right to it.
Grab the snake.
Wow.
Yeah. Love to slip the way. Get a ruler and measure it for
Unbelievable.
Me.
Unreal.
Yeah.
His response is good. Ha ha. Why? You need a massage.
And it's just, and he doesn't wait. He doesn't wait at all. I mean, immediately he starts with that.
How's my favorite young stud doing?
Oh, my God.
He's in a hotel room. He's focused.
Oh, wow.
All right, there he is.
I like a steam room.
Axel Foley, Beverly Hills Cop.
And how many months ago did they, know about that? A year ago?
Republican leaders knew about this a year ago, but didn't pursue it because they believed him when he told them these emails and these text messages are perfectly innocent.
Oh, God. Wow.
And now this is almost like turning into the Catholic Church, the way that they're reporting this, saying that I saw at least one guy on TV today saying, maybe it was one of those guys with an egg-shaped head, like, a la Orrin Hatch, was saying, you know, we are concerned about all of our pages and concerned if they may be sexually harassed by other members of this office.
You better believe right now that there is a Republican effort on the Hill. They are trying to find any Democrat that might have done the same thing.
Right,
right now, every congressman on the Hill is probably, if you ever sent anything that even smacks at all of impropriety.
Well, it's got to be like in that movie we like so bad, The Contender, that no one's ever seen with William Peterson, where he says,
you got anything on him?
You got him effing midgets? You got him screwing boys? You got him? I want to nail his ass to the wall.
You got taxes? Remember, that's all they can come up with is like income taxes. This will be tough to beat.
Yeah.
I don't say, so to speak.
Pardon the pun.
Wow.
You will pardon the pun.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing, amazing, amazing.
So anyway, that's a good way to start a show.
Sure is.
That's a good little playlist. You know what that's like? That's almost like having writers for the show.
It is.
Where you would just come in and actually you would just like do a skit to begin.
Uh-huh.
And get the show rocking right away.
Right.
So get ready for some big laughs.
Truly, truly amazing.
And you also have to see the file footage, which I'm sure you have, but in case you haven't, you know, no, not of the boy. Of this guy.
Yes, Foley.
Who's got the typical square head and the politician hair. Right.
Well, he was head of the what? What was the group that he was head of?
The anti-perv group. I mean,
he was the point man for all this internet predator stuff.
Right, exactly, to protect kids. Congress's effort to protect
kids. That's amazing. Right.
He's
shaking
Umdum Bush's hand, and he's standing at a podium, and he's saying, you know, we must make this country safe so our children will not be hurt by these predators. Are you with me?
Oh, you know what scared me, though?
What
scared me
night.
Of all the places going to do the investigation? I hear that now Florida's talking about doing an independent investigation.
One of several investigations already underway.
In retrospect, he seems like a bad choice for that position.
Who knew at the time?
Wow.
Who knew?
Pretty great. Pretty, 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 pretty great.
All this going on. One big weekend.
Let's see how much of this even made it through on the air. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Huh. Yeah, I was just wondering if Mike meant to sound so much like John Lithgow.
I know he's going to say John Lithgow.
John Lithgow.
Right? Maybe there was. Why settle when you can select? Hello, boy. Are you wearing gym shorts now?
Perfect. I think you were evolving into it as the...
Well, he got... What I tried to do is get the voice higher as the congressman seemed to get a little more agitated.
More worked up. Let me see what's going on here.
Okay, restart telephone. Give me a moment.
LOL.
There you go.
BRB.
That's the kid's whole thing. And how about that? My mom's coming in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mom's coming in.
Steam room.
Waltzing made you sore?
How do the other lawmakers...
Tell me why waltzing makes you sore.
Grab the snake.
How do the other lawmakers feel about that steam room comment?
Call Denny Hastert. Tell him you have a problem.
How many of them shared a steam with him?
Yes, steam room.
Yeah.
That's his That's my fetish. Love steam rooms. Yes, siree. Ooh.
Much of those old congressmen. Oh,
you a ruler?
Today is the first Monday of October, which means that it's the first day of the Supreme Court.
Right.
And, you know, I saw a picture of those people, and it might as well have been an ad for a funeral home, you know, except for the new Nazi that they put in charge of it.
You know, Roberts.
Sitting down in the car.
John Roberts, CBS News, John Roberts.
Yeah, looking like, really seriously, the youngest man in the world.
Yeah, he's the fittest of all of them.
Mm-hmm. Compared to the rest of them. Just standing there, those robes.
Good-looking bunch.
Yeah, no more Sandy, baby. No more Sandra Day.
Yes, sir.
You know, the swing vote.
I watched that. I watched that for a microsecond. I almost started thinking very seriously for a moment, thinking, you know, really the law, the ultimate arbiter of law in this country, are these eight dopes?
Yeah.
Who are wearing like Judge Judy outfits? Now, I know the Judge Judy outfits came after the judges, so please don't call with that brilliant analysis.
But you see it with Judge Judy likes to wear her robe. Wapner liked it. They dig the robes.
Sure, they do.
They like wearing the robe. You earn the robe. You wear the robe.
It's a costume. It's a regal thing.
I'd like to have him wear robes, but wear a Tony Soprano robe.
But you think we're almost up to 300 goddamn million people in this country.
Yes.
Keep building that wall faster, please. And for 300 million people, You got those eight fossils making the ultimate decision.
And for some reason, whenever I see a picture of them, I want them to dance.
And that's why
maybe
I
it's
think,
an old Monty Python thing, but I want them to dance.
That would be nice.
That's why I think it would be nice to shake it up and allow the American Idol runner-up every year to join the Supreme Court.
How cool would that be?
Just for
regardless
just for a
of
year.
Educational
couldn't,
background.
Couldn't
right.
Hurt.
The runner-up. It's a nice runner-up prize. So, you know, you would say...
So who would it have been this
So it
year?
Would have been that girl with the big jugs.
Perfect.
It would have been Catherine McPhee?
Right. So you'd say,
that'd be fun.
So you'd say Catherine McPhee.
But she's got to stay in shape if she's going to stay on the... on the Supreme Court.
That's in the Constitution.
She can't get fat.
You don't fill out that robe.
She can't get fat.
Well, you couldn't do that with, like, Reuben Studdard. No, Reuben Studdard won. He beat Clay Aiken. Clay
he
Aiken. Hey, under this plan, if you went back in time, Clay Aiken would have been on the Supreme Court.
Clay would have been on the Supreme Court for a year.
Would have been fine.
I like that. Make it more, you know, work it into a reality show.
And also what you do then is you're bringing in someone from the really low end of the teeter-totter,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
because you have all of these near fossils sitting there. So why not bring it in with America's favorite TV show? And the only way that Americans really vote is through American Idol anyway.
Right. Right. Exactly.
So you tie the two together.
Well, wasn't that last year? They said so many more people voted for American Idol than they did in the presidential election.
Right.
What's good? Well, obviously that's because you can text them because you have little girls doing it. But
right.
what if you had the same thing for the Supreme Court?
Mm-hmm. That'd be fine.
It's special and it could be hosted by Ryan.
And they'd actually be part of decisions.
It really couldn't hurt.
They'd be I think Clay would definitely be a swing vote.
Oh, boy.
And you need that.
Roe v. Aiken.
I just don't know.
I'm not sure, but just make sure that when we open the session of the Supreme Court, we don't have any tree nuts up on the stand. Just can't have that. I'm not going to eat tree nuts, and I know that Justice Roberts lacks tree nuts.
And you know what? Once the novelty of that wore off, as it would immediately... Then you would go to like to a lotto system like the NBA does with the ping pong balls that are flying up and
right.
or like they do in the lottery in wherever you live every night at 7 o'clock. What you do is you take the top 10 and you would say, now here's the moment. One of the top 10 is going to be on the Supreme Court. Just keep in mind that some years you've got retards like John Peter Lewis.
Right. Yes. Sure. Oh, wouldn't that be delightful if he was on the Supreme Court?
And who was the fat white kid that people kept voting for? He was like a thug. Scott somebody. Yeah.
Scott Sable.
You remembered his name.
Scott Sable.
All I can picture is him pulling out the ping pong ball where it's like, John Peter Lewis.
Justice Kennedy, Justice Roberts, Justice Scalia. Say hi to Justice Bice.
Now,
here's Justice Bice.
I like the wild card.
Could other primetime stars be on the Supreme Court?
Kelly Pickler. No, this has to be an American Idol.
Oh, my God,
Idol.
Kelly Pickler. And this is the decision that was written. The deciding decision was written by Justice Pickler. You might have a little difficulty deciphering it. The clerks were not able to fully edit out the grammatical errors.
I'm telling you, it's a way to get... the young voters.
That's right.
And now involved
to,
in politics.
To celebrate Kelly Pickler's first day on the Supreme Court. On the bench, she will be enjoying a lobster with Wolfgang Puck.
Because really, it's really quite depressing.
Yeah.
If you look at the picture of these people.
Don't look at it.
You know, and it almost looked like one of those old-time things like when you go to the boardwalk and you dress
right.
up in old... And old, like, Western clothing.
It's a gag photo.
Well, they hang on, too, because I think that's kind of what they feel there. You know, when you're appointed for life, I think you feel as though you need to hang in there.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
I mean, getting out early is, you know, what's his name that just passed away? I call him Rumsfeld. Rehnquist. William Rehnquist hung in there, like, almost to the bitter end.
Oh, but let me just tell you something about Billy R.
Yes.
Oh, man. Billy R. went to the very end.
Yes, mm-hmm. he did.
That guy got it done.
Uh-huh. And he wore the racing stripes on his robe. Remember that? He had the racing stripes on his robe, which I thought was very cool.
The one thing about him is he was the Supreme Court justice who was the most prickish about it. He was the guy that would dress up, like you're saying,
right.
with the admiral-like stripes on his jacket as if to say, hey, guess what, you schmucks?
I'm the man.
Not only do I get this cool robe,
I run the ship.
I'm better than the rest of these guys.
Right.
Pipe me up to the bench.
I'm the Picard of this whole deal. I'm the Kirk of this deal.
Right.
Leave me alone. I make the rules for everybody.
Engage.
Always look pissed off.
But congratulations to them on their very first day. And they're
welcome
surrounded
back.
By, like, clerks and all that.
I don't know, Mike, maybe I'm dating myself here, and I did a couple of hours before the show today, just like the Foley thing was. you know, with...
you were IMing yourself, weren't
yeah.
you? Asking you to get yourself out of ruler.
13 M's.
Do you know how I really remember this whole first Monday in October thing, besides the fact that I saw the picture? The stupid movie
yes.
with Walter Matthau.
Right.
Jill Clayburgh.
And Jill Clayburgh
mm-hmm.
with the perpetual runny nose.
Yeah, exactly.
Where she was like...
Is that to be confused? Is it 12 days in October?
That's
the Cuban Missile Crisis.
That's called 13 Days.
13 Days in
with
October.
Kevin Costner.
Is it 13 Day?
Yeah, that's the name of that one.
Well, there was another one, I think, with our good friend.
Who?
24. William Devane might have been in one of those October movies. I just think, somehow I just picture him that way.
Jack.
Make sure those missiles are leaving Cuba by sunrise. And what's the deal with the stripes on that robe?
Take them off.
Jesus, take those off, Rehnquist. Oh, you're dead? Never mind.
And
I'm trying to think if I can think of all the Supreme Court judges. You got your Roberts, you got your Scalia, you got your Ruth Bader Ginsburg, you got
kill
your
Breyer. Kill me on this.
You got.
Ask me who the third-string quarterback is for the
Wait, I'm
going to
know them all.
Bengals,
I know them all.
Marshall is dead. Right?
Yes, they're long since gone. You got Scalia,
right.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg. You got Roberts. You got
Gavin.
Dean Martin. You got no, I know I can do this. Now I'm putting undue pressure on myself.
You got mailman.
Joe Brown.
Joe Brown. You all right. You have Joe Brown, Judy Scheindlin.
You have Willie Ames.
Willie Tyler, you have Lester.
Oh, Reinhold.
Judge Reinhold. Hirsch?
Yes.
You have Hirsch.
Yes. Judge Hirsch.
Joe, that's Judd Hirsch.
Judge.
Sorry.
Mike.
Got for the defense?
Mike Judge.
I really don't know.
Me neither.
I'm embarrassed.
You did pretty well.
Don't feel bad.
Why should we know?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I mean, most people don't.
Because he brought it up, that's why we should know.
Well, because there's only eight people. That was my point. It's just eight tight asses deciding the final. If you've got
Kennedy.
Something you feel strongly enough to argue about, it goes to the highest court of the land, and it's like people that you wouldn't want to be caught, no pun intended, dead next to.
How about this? Of the three branches of government, it's easily the worst one. How about that?
Hmm.
I agree, don't you think?
Who's the one that came in right after John Roberts?
They're all pretty bad, Rob.
There's a brand new one we got. Didn't we get a new one right after John Roberts? That replaced Sandra Day O'Connor.
Yes, we did. Kevin Federline.
Kevin Federline. You got
Kevin
K-Fed. I got six. I've only got six. I'm really feeling naked out here.
I've got the list.
I can't believe
you have the list.
I do.
I can't
all
believe
right.
that the show has now evolved to we're actually trying to name the Supreme Court justices.
Oh,
Jesus Christ!
Huh?
Liddy.
How about you there,
Don? Baby, how's it going?
We've got Justice Bob Conrad.
All right, Buzz, go ahead, lay it on us.
Okay, we've got John Roberts,
yeah.
John Paul Stevens,
okay,
Antonin Scalia,
yeah.
Anthony Kennedy,
yeah.
David Hackett Souter.
Oh, Souter, okay.
Clarence
right.
Thomas, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Stephen Breyer, love the ice cream, Samuel Anthony Alito, and Sandra Day O'Connor.
Oh, Alito.
Yeah.
Alito was the nerd nick.
What's that? It's over. Don, it's over. It's all over now.
We should have had who?
Clarence Thomas,
but he had the old Coca-Cola can.
Right.
Vital. Can go this way.
Pubic hair.
This way.
Mr. Geronimo.
Yes.
Don't pass notes in class.
Right.
We're studying the Supreme
Why
Court.
Not, Mike? What's your problem?
Alito, I forgot that. He was the nerdy guy that was like right at the end.
Don't even know.
Hi.
Where'd
you
go to school? My head. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi,
howdy. I just want to let you know with the tip in, Mike was correct. The William Devane flick was the Missiles of October.
The Missiles of October. Mm-hmm. That's what it was. Not 13 Days in October, not 12 Days. The Missiles of October.
The Missiles of October, Jack. 13 Days was also a movie about the Cuban Missile Crisis, right, with Kevin Costner.
There may have been. I know there have been more than one movie about it.
Oh, I know you've seen. I know you've seen the one with Kevin Costner.
It was called 13 Days.
13 Days.
There you go.
Oh, is that what it's called? Okay.
That's gotcha. The relevant one. The recent one that I have nothing to do with. The original was the Missiles of October.
Who are you?
I'm Jack Kennedy.
Oh, really?
President John F. Kennedy. That's who I am.
Do you have a headache?
I have a splitting headache.
Sure.
These teeth are picking up radio reception from around the country, and now with that new satellite technology, I can hardly get a night's sleep, Jack. Jesus.
Can you stand to go back to Dallas?
I can't go back to Dallas. Are you insane? I'm in a car at the bottom of the river.
Who are you?
My name is Secretary Heller.
Hold on, I thought you were Kennedy.
I'm William Devane. I'm whoever you want me to be.
I thought you were being JFK.
JFK.
Good news, President.
What's that? What's that, Rob?
That's an upgrade. It's a convertible.
It's a convertible. Thank you so much. Pardon me, Mrs. Lincoln. How do you enjoy the show?
Same price.
Same shtick. Same shtick, Jack. Are you insane?
I'm sorry, Bill.
What was it like when you were working with Abe Lincoln?
Very difficult. You know, he was a method actor and always had to compose himself before he'd go on stage. When I just said, give me the lines, have me read them, asshat. No problema. I'm Bill Devane. I'm a veteran stage actor and a film actor.
Television,
too. Yeah, thanks for reminding me. Like I needed to be reminded. And I've got the greatest choppers in Hollywood.
Yes, you do.
Have they called you about being back on 24?
Not a goddamn chance. Oh. It's Sutherland. It's his father. Hates my guts. He didn't care for me when I was on the set of that wonderful space flick called Space Cowboys. Fantastic. Just because I didn't have to show my buttocks.
In Space Cowboys, you really show your teeth.
I'm a mean man. I'm a mean man in Space Cowboys.
You are working that gum in Space Cowboys.
There's no chance I'm sending you up there, boys. Not you, Sutherland, Garner, Eastwood, and especially that pockmarked Tommy Lee Jones.
Tommy Lee Jones.
Yeah. Ain't gonna happen.
Good okay, we gotta hit a break here. Okay?
Then we really, of course we do. You know why?
Why?
Because I'm being boycotted just like I was on 24.
I know.
For God's sake, that's what Sutherland would always say. Gotta take a break. And then he'd go get drunk, smoke a Marlboro Red, and jump into a Christmas tree. What a blonde punk fag.
Wow.
Kiefer. What kind of girl's name is that anyway? Kiefer. Why didn't he just name him Leslie? Or Shirley? Or just, how about cut to the chase, yeah. Donald Sutherland? Name your son Pussy.
And who are you again?
I'm William Devane. And I'm bitter. Because I was written out of the show 24. And it's just a travesty of Hollywood justice that I'm not going to be leading that show. Meanwhile, my horse-faced daughter gets to stay.
Are you insane?
Incidentally, everything I've talked to you about in this last brief time we've been together
is
classified.
All right, we'll be right back.
Thank you. I'm still underwater.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.